call is an emergency, please. Hang up. I'll redial 999. Please note your call may be recorded.
Hello, someone needs to stay on the phone to me and keep talking to me because I'm going to end up killing myself because of what these corrupt coppers are doing to me. And I've got evidence that I'm correct in what I'm saying. My name's Simon, by the way. And I've been locked in my house for 2.5 years trying to prove to the police that I'm not a white person, yeah? That I'm mixed race and that I couldn't have committed the offences that they've setting me up for. Yeah, and I'm at a stage I can't take it. They keep avoiding disciplinary action, yeah, by prolonging the case, knowing that I can't put a complaint in against them and that nobody would deal with nothing. I've put Article 6s in. Yeah, I spoke. Nanda Jane Johnson, who's supposed to be the intendant, has been transferred off. Somebody needs to do something about this case. I've been phoning you up for so long, just asking one decent police officer to oversee Steve Ellsmore's work and see what the applicant's case that he's put against me, and no one would do it. Yeah, it's not fair. Yeah, I shouldn't be held hostage in my house. Yeah, this is making me suicidal. But yeah, I'm being held hostage under Section 63, yeah, which is to do with under the Crime and Disorder Act 1994, which is to do with outdoor events, and all the incidents that I'm in question for indoors, and I wasn't even involved in them. For the organisation of illegal raves, I wasn't even found guilty at the court, and my name's been tarnished in the newspapers. They've now pulled it out of the Metropolitan Police's website. It's not fair. These police officers sat round at a table, made false information reports. They don't have 101 report books for none of the incidents that I'm in trouble for. They've not signed none of their 101 reports. I'm freaking out. And I'm recording every conversation that we all have. I've recorded about 20... I've got loads and loads of tapes, yeah? And I've got all the court transcripts proving that I'm right, that I wasn't found guilty. I've got the court submissions proving that I wasn't found right. Someone needs to do something. I've got videotapes of cops coming into my house, me explaining that they're endangering my life and that all my neighbours are now banging at me because of the information that the police wrongfully put in the Metropolitan Police's website. It's not fair. Somebody needs to take this police officer Steve Ellsmore's work off of him, and they need to oversee it and stop holding me hostage in my house. It's incorrect, madam. I know this might not be your problem, but you represent part of the Metropolitan Police, even as a civil person. You still are representing them, and this is why I'm having this conversation with yourself.
Bancroft Avenue,
yeah, that's correct, madam. It's Bancroft Avenue.
Who do you live there with?
Pardon? On my own. I live on my own. Yeah, I'm
What's
sitting there. Pardon?
What's your name?
My name is Mr. Simon Cordell. Yeah, someone can't leave these police officers running around dealing with other people's lives, and I'm clearly proven that they are more corrupt than... They sat down together and made the information reports together and backdated all the created dates so that the whole lot of them all fitted over 1 year. I can check, because every URN number goes up numerically in order for 1 day when they were all logged into the police computers when they done it. Yeah, then they created the CAD numbers, and I can prove all the CADs were made. Yeah, then they made the witness statements, and the witness statements that ain't even real to their addresses. I can go to all the addresses along Woodgrove now, knock on every door, and everyone's telling me they never put no witness statements into the police. I shouldn't be in my house. I shouldn't feel like this when all it'd take... I've heard that Jane Johnson was the superintendent, and she's supposed to oversee all of the police officers in Edmonton Police Station. Now, I believe that she was as corrupt as the police officers that she instructed to make the application, and that's why her signature's at the bottom of it, and she's not done nothing called for over 130 days that I've been screaming that I'm in the right. Yeah, and that she's now been transferred. And I believe that now there's a Colin Anderson, and I want him to oversee the case, because he's independent and he don't have nothing to do with the application. All he has to do is look at the officer's work, and he can clearly see that I'm correct, and these officers should face disciplinary action. And I shouldn't have to wait another 120 days. And then if I go to court in them next 120 days, what happens when one of the other coppers say, oh, I've got the toilet, or he's ill again, and they can't attend court? What's that, another 6 months of my life again till I can get another court date? They've been putting this off for long enough, avoiding disciplinary action. And I am suicidal because of what they're doing. And it's my right, under Article 3 of my human rights, yeah, no police officer should degrade me or make me feel humiliated, either physical or mental health. I'm correcting what I'm saying, madam. And I really need a decent police officer's help right now.
Do you need an ambulance?
No, I don't need an ambulance. What I need, I feel depressed because I'm being held captive. What I need is a police officer to oversee Steve Elsmore's case and to make sure that the applicant's case that is being put towards me is within the jurisdiction and the constraints of the law. Yeah, for the people that you represent, which I am one of them people, which pays your mortgages. You lot are here for us, for the people, not for yourselves. Yeah, you lot work for us. Yeah, and I'm telling you, one of your coppers that works for me is corrupt as anything, and I'm giving you the evidence, and I want somebody...
If you don't leave your house, what do you do, sir? What do you do for a living?
What do I do? I was in the employment industry until... I was in the entertainment industry, yeah? That's what I was, hiring sound equipment to Lock Festival, to Enfield Town Festival, to Kids with Cerebral Palsy. I was doing... Endurance Park Festival, Enfield Town Festival, yeah, I was also managing my community hall down the road, plus I had the keys to Club Juice Nightclub, plus I had the keys to a few other places, yeah, I was a valid member to my community, and I was networking along the homeless and people in poverty at the same time, exactly the same as how Glastonbury and the rest of these festivals were created, from people that were stuck in poverty. Madam, so and right now I'm not allowed to hire any sound equipment to anybody, yeah, or even allowed to hire equipment to anybody, even for a house party. In your own house, madam, you have the maximum extent, yeah, to your human rights, yeah. The only law in our own houses that stops us from playing entertainment to anybody else under the licence in Act 2003 is if you make profit with an intention of making profit in your home, yeah. So I don't understand. No one's talked about this, about profit in over 1,000 pages that have been ripped to destroy my life, yeah. So how is it illegal if nothing in the licensing act actually says that? And under section 63 it says it is omitted in open air only, in public air only, unless trespass has taken place. I've never been arrested for trespass. Not one of the police officers even talk about trespass in the application, let alone profit. The laws that they're supposed to be representing, they didn't even build the applicant's case on the right and under them grounds correctly. I'm being held captive in my law and imposed with conditions that should never have been imposed on me.
Okay.
Someone needs to oversee. I'm not asking for an ambulance. I'm asking for you to get one of these police officers and another officer to oversee all the corruption and everything. I've written 2 Article 6s in, and I've handed them in on different occasions at the court, yeah, with all the corruption clearly printed out in it. And I've also, yeah, handed in, made 3-4 complaints through this process yourself, just the standard complaints process. Yeah, and nobody wants to pay attention to what is correct, to the reason that you all signed up, and that was to help other people and do the right by people. I understand that being a police officer, yeah, when you sign up, sometimes it might be hard to remember why you all signed up, because you feel like a whistleblower, yeah, grassing up on your other colleagues. But you're not. You've got to remember why everybody is there.
I'm just having a look at.
I was accused of the organisation of illegal raves, yeah? And it states illegal, madam, yeah? I'm sorry if I seem a bit abrupt. I don't ever mean to be rude or disrespectful to you as person, yeah? I just want to put that clear, yeah? Like, I ain't got a problem with every police officer. I've been in enough trouble in my life, and I've always had good relationships with the ground force, no matter what trouble I get myself into. But these police officers crossed the line here, and they forgot what they really signed up for. And I'm a man that's standing up for my rights right now, yeah? I was arrested for the organisation of illegal rape. No, I was never arrested. I'm not even being arrested. Yeah, I don't have no previous convictions of similar sort, yeah? And it says the organisation of illegal raves. If it states illegal
and it is a criminal act under the Section 63. I should have been arrested. I've never been arrested. I don't even have previous convictions. And as an ASBO, there's four sorts of ASBOs. A county order, a standalone ASBO order, or a CBO, which is an ASBO on conviction for criminal evictions. They never put the CBO on me like they should have. They put a standalone ASBO, which is civil proceedings, but named it the Organisation of Illegal Raves. They should have just said the Organisation of Raves. Yeah, because when they put illegal into it, it means that the DPS and CPS now have a say in what's being said. Yeah, and they've not followed the correct protocols. Yeah, the whole case is upside down from the beginning of the go. Yeah.
But were the raves legal?
Pardon? Not raves. They're house parties. They are house parties. And if you go to Google in your own. Yeah, if you go to a good, if any place is a place of residence, madam, yeah, like this is the law, yeah, if any place is a place of residence or you live in it, yeah, or I live in it, or a squat or anybody lives in it, you have the maximum extent to your freedom of rights in your own house. If I choose to swear in my own house and a police officer comes in, he can't arrest me in my own house for swearing. All he can do is leave my house because I'm allowed to swear in my own house. But in public, he can arrest me for a civil matter, for a breach or a breach of the peace. Now it's the same with the music, yeah, or anything. We're allowed to play music in our houses or any place of residence, yeah. And the only time that we're not allowed to play music is when we're outside in the public, which is what Section 63 says, in open air. Yeah, these are places of home. What the police have to do to prove that they are illegal or to prove anything is prove that profit has been made under the Licensing Act 2003 under Apex 4. Yeah, we're allowed to play music in our back gardens and in our houses. As long as that is it, this is the law.
These are up till 11 o'clock.
No, and to any time we want, madam. Since 2007, yeah? Since 2013, January 2013, the 7th, they put in new laws in place which say, okay, well, they're de-restricting the licensing acts, yeah? And what they mean by that is, okay, well, from 8 o'clock in the morning to 11, there's no noise pollution limits no more, no more decibel readings in people's houses. You're allowed to do plays and theatres and so forth like that up to outside, and you don't really have to apply for a temporary event notice anymore, yeah? In other terms, unless the police decide that they want to impose these conditions on you. Yeah, now, what I know for a fact, in your own private home, there is no noise limit. All that can cause you a problem in your private home is if you continuously do it over a consecutive period of time. Yeah, what you have to do in your own home to make it illegal is you have to run a company from inside your own home. Yeah, you can't, if you're running private, but if you're in Facebook, every friend of mine in my Facebook says friend. That's what it says, friends. They're all my friends. Yeah, let's be real. What's really going on in here?
How many friends have you got on Facebook?
How many friends have I got on Facebook? What I'm actually in trouble for, yeah, this is straight, yeah. In January 2013, I threw a friend's birthday party in Bianca Road. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, and this was legal for me to do so. I went to court. I got arrested because the police come to my house and arrested me over a gazebo. They took my passport off me and told me I'm not allowed to leave the country. Yeah. Told me for 1 year. Yeah. Yeah. Now, what they also done to me, I had to sign on at the police station every day. I had to be in my house on curfew at 8 o'clock. £1,000 in surety and barred from the whole of central London. After a year of that case, I won my case. Yeah. I proved my innocence, but then what the police done is they come and slammed an ASBO application outside my house for the period of time that I was on curfew, accusing me of being like seven of my friends' companies. Yeah, every decibel matters. He's his own company at Company House. You can go and check it at Company House now. Right, every decibel matters. And I got a letter off of every decibel matters director saying that I wasn't hired on these dates. These Metropolitan Police tried to turn me into a super grass and make me grass all my friends. Yeah, for stuff when I was on curfew. Yeah, I'm not in trouble for nothing that I've really done wrong. Yeah, I'm in trouble for being seven other people. Four of them, I don't even know who they are in real life, but three of them are my good friends.
So how is it affecting your life right now?
Because I want to go and I've been accused. Section 63 is for outdoor events only. Yeah, in the transcripts that I've got here, I've got the transcripts of the court, yeah, trial. I wasn't found guilty because I went there and explained to the judge, Section 63 is for outdoor events only. This was in, all these incidents that I'm being accused of are indoors, yeah. I didn't do nothing wrong that caused alarm, harm or distress indoors, yeah, and that is a fact, yeah. The judge knew that I was right. Yeah, so she said, I've got it in the transcripts, well, I can't find you guilty under the applicant's case, but what I'm going to give you an ASBO for is because you had nitrous oxide in your car in 2013. I was like, you can't even prove it was nitrous in the bottles. Yeah, if you ever listen to these transcripts, all these police saying, yeah, we copied and pasted. I've got all the transcripts. The cops are saying, yeah, we copied and pasted all the information out of the police computers. I leant over Stephen King's shoulder and I copied his statements without him knowing. It's all in the transcripts. They copying each other's statements and stuff. And it's in the transcripts and that. It's a joke. Yeah, these are destroyed, yeah, and I'm trying to just walk away from it and let me walk my life and live my life and let them walk their life and still have their careers. They don't want their careers. They want to try and kill me over civil proceedings, something that I can't even go to prison for. If I was a copper, I would never risk my career for civil proceedings on another person. It's a joke.
How is it affecting you? What's happening right now?
I'm not allowed to go out. I'm not allowed to go into an industrial estate after 10 o'clock. I can't even go to a McDonald's, a 24-hour McDonald's after 10 o'clock because it's an industrial estate. I'm not allowed to give a friend an amp, yeah, because I seem to be liable or prosecutable for my friend's actions. Yeah, I'm liable for my own actions, not for my friend's actions. Yeah, I shouldn't have to have a charity, as it's written in the newspapers, to be allowed to do what is legally right in the beginning. Yeah, they're saying there's a difference between a limited company and there's a difference between a charity, because if I own a limited company, I'm not allowed to do what's legal. But if I own a charity, yeah, I'm allowed to do what's legal. And they've written that in the newspapers. That's a joke. What's the difference? It's up to me if I own a limited company or a charity. They can't force me so that I'm allowed to do what's legal if I own one or the other.
But how did it come about that it was raised?
How many
people were in attendance?
It doesn't matter how many people are inside.
What do you about these
questions? Madam, I'm never being disrespectful. What I'm explaining to you, yeah, is I know the law that I represent. Even if I'm mixed race.
You ask a question, you don't answer it.
Yeah, but how many people was at these? How many people was at one of these places? What is said to be at the most at one of them was 200 people at Progress Way. That is what is said to be at the most, yeah. But the building itself, the place of residence that they was living and occupying under Section 1-4, could hold up to 6,000 people. Now, for as long as there's no licensed bars in that place and there's only music being played to our friends, I'm allowed 6,000 people in that building and there's nothing no cop can do. You're not even allowed to put a Section 60. You're not even allowed to put a dispersal order on a person's home.
Who owns it, though?
Who owns the building? Whoever's legally entitled to the premises at that time, and that is under Section 144, whoever's legally entitled to it. Yeah, I wasn't
involved.
Madam, you're having a. I'm having a go at for being every decibel matters and other names. Yeah, at no point is Too Smooth, the company that I own, being accused of anything other than running legitimate activities for the community. I ain't in trouble. I know I wasn't there. I was on curfew. I might have attended for 5 minutes outside the gates and said hello to my friends. Yeah, do you know what's even worse, yeah? If I ever read this case to you, when the police officers were actually making the applicant's case, yeah, they block you, when you look at your police computers, it has recorded and all the information that you make, yeah, when you're inputting a 999 call, yeah, for MetCC, yeah? Now, I know how it goes. First, you do recorded by ordinary or third party or whatever. Then they blocked all the locations, LTN locations, and blocked everything else out. But the idiots forgot to block the grid reference numbers out. Now, when we was in trial at magistrates, they got asked under oath, yeah, are you sure that every incident here is Progress Way? They swore under oath, because I've got it in the transcripts, yeah, every incident is Progress Way when we were making the development. Now, when you check them grid numbers, it shows locations all across the country. Yeah, I couldn't have been in 100 places at the same time. These cops set me up. Yeah, now if you go to one of the main 999 calls, the first thing that the 999 caller that actually does phone say, he says, yeah, I can see people entering a building, and they're all white males and females. Now, the police officers go there, surround the building, yeah? And they go in the building, write every person's name down, put it all in the police computer, put it all in my bundle, so it's all in my bundle, every person's name that was really there. And they hold them hostage in their own place that they're occupying for 11 hours. When I turn up there on the 8th hour, yeah, outside the gates, not even getting to the premises because it's all surrounded and the police have got the white people that they're referring to inside the building, they've listed their names. I get arrested outside, don't even get I get taken to the police station, don't even get booked in and held captive for hours, then finally released. That's a joke. They had them hostage there for 8 hours and the 999 called and told them it was all white people and they caught all the white people 8 hours before I got there. And they forgot to block these silly things out of the applicant's case when they were building it. They've gave me the evidence to kill him.
Right, Simon, I'm going to go now.
So what I should... Why are you up... Where, go to where? Well, this is what I would like to do.
Emergency calls is what I'm here for.
I respect that. Do you know that, yeah? I respect that, yeah? But, like, am I wrong in anything that I've explained to you? Because you've challenged me a few things.
Yeah, but you don't answer the question. You talk about these places being owned by people. They're not owned. They're owned, what, for the time that you're in?
What places? A house party. Do you know how many house parties? I'm in trouble for...
A house holds 6,000 people, so it's not a house, is it?
It's a place of residence.
Yeah, but who's residence?
If you, listen to this, you may not like Marmite, but it don't mean you can go and nick everybody because you don't like Marmite. The law is the law, but it's not written down that it's a law that you're breaking. It ain't. Yeah, you can't make up your own laws and your own things because you don't like something. Yeah, if it says that there is no limit to the amount of people that you're allowed in your house party, there is no limit. That is it. Just because you don't like it, don't mean that you can't.
It has to be a house, though, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. It has to be a place of residence, madam. A place of residence of fixed abode. A place of residence of... It doesn't matter. As long as it's a place of residence, a fixed abode where somebody is living and residing and you can send your mails. Yous are happy, yeah? Where if you had an occupier and he's living homeless somewhere and you want to put bail conditions on him, you're happy to bail him to that address quick enough. You would bail him to a squat quick enough or bail him to a place like that as quick enough as you could.
Well, they usually bail there's no fixed abode.
No, it doesn't. No, if they give a door number and address, they get bailed to that door number and address. If they want to be cocky and give no fixed abode to yourselves, that's what you will write down. But if they are smart and give you an address, you will put that address down because that is what they've told you and that is their place of residence.
Yeah, well, we'll go to that place and do the bail inquiry.
Yeah, and as long as they're living there is no issues because they are legally allowed to do so.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, see, so there is no issue.
We're talking about raves.
No, we're not talking about raves. We're talking about private house parties, madam. Private house parties. There's a big...
I'm sorry, but I can't continue this any longer.
Yeah, but what I would like to know is, what can Colin Anderson, now who's taken over Jane Johnson's place, oversee Steve Ellsmore's work?
Officers are going to come and see you and they'll have a chat with you.
Who is? To my house, today?
Yeah.
And that's 100%, yeah?
Yeah, I'm sending officers.
What is your name?
My name is Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine. Do you know what? I hope you have a good day, Catherine, man. I'm sorry if I gave you more than your job's bloody worth, but I apologise, man.
All right, then.
Thank you. You have a good day.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.